Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
That's my dad.
Hello! Underpants?
That is hilarious.
Shut your mouth, dude. Rate and review this podcast or my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
Yeah.
Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Kleiber. Fun guest this week. I would say the same thing. I'm like, oh, fun guest this week. But no, I have a really fun guest this week. I've known him for quite a few years. We have definitely had some good times running into each other in different cities working together. But first, leave you hanging. First, shout out to my sponsor, Goods and Evil. My guest, DJ, you might really like GoodsAndEvil.com.
That sounds fun already, yeah.
GoodsAndEvil.com, they have awesome movie and horror shirts.
Love it, yeah.
I know, and you always have cool shirts.
Thanks.
These are original designs, really cool, like, I always say my Camp Crystal Lake shirt, Camp Counselor shirt is so rad.
Yeah, that's great.
Did you see my Big Lebowski Abide shirt the other night I wore?
No, but yeah, okay, I get it.
And it's like the dude, Abide. But it's like Obey. Yeah. That's Goods and Evil.
Like the Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? Shepherd Perry?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. But yeah, goodsandevil.com, they have some awesome stuff. And they also have a line of vegan apparel also. Because they're into that. I'm not, but designs.
This is a fun thing. I have seen so many crazy horror fans that are vegans.
Yeah.
That's not an uncommon pairing. That doesn't, I think most
people love to see human beings chopped up by psychopaths, but not eat them themselves.
Yep.
I understand.
I had like a college girlfriend who I'll bet is vegan now. She went vegetarian hard.
Yeah.
And I'll bet she like graduated. Even if not, I know she's still vegetarian. And, but yeah, she's all about like weird skin ripping open, zombies biting faces off.
Well,
loves it. Or like vegan bakeries have mean names for their shit.
Well, my friend Dan at Goods and Evil is vegan.
Yep.
And has some awesome shirts, but also is a horror fan and a great designer. And so go to goodsandevil.com, pick up a shirt. You can get 10% off any order with the coupon code GROWNUP, one word, right?
Nice.
I know. Because coupon codes are for grown-ups. Let's be honest. There's no children being like, I have a 10% off. No, this is grown-up
Grown-up should be the password for every coupon code.
Absolutely should be.
It should be a skeleton code. Yeah.
So
I typed in grown-up, now I get shit.
Yeah. Go to goodsandevil.com, 10% off. And also, if you want to see me live, I'm all over the Midwest this year. Oklahoma City, back in Little Rock. A couple other places. I'll be in Michigan. Milwaukee.
Ooh.
I'll be in Milwaukee. Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So check out AaronKleiber.com and also my movie review podcast with comedian and movie critic, real life movie critic for a living, Sean Collier. We screen movies and we talk about them, and we're two comedians talking about movies. So check that out. You Can't Handle the Truth, handlethetruthpodcast.com. And which brings me to my guest that was helping me out with the ad. That was great.
I always
like making them fun.
Yeah.
It's my friend DJ Dangler, guys.
Hey, guys. Real name.
Yeah, real
Sounds
name.
Like a wiener.
DJ Dangler. Yeah. Sounds like the best adult film star name. But DJ, he's been heard on the Bob and Tom show. You may have seen him on Laughs on Fox. He tours all over the country. And yeah. What's up, dude?
Nothing, man. I'm so glad you're here. This is a fun poll. This is a weird place.
You're the first name I saw in the Limestone Fest. We are here at the Limestone Fest because I'm knocking out 87 podcasts while I'm around a bunch.
I don't want to date this. I don't want to spoil the moment.
That's fine. Yeah, this will come out in October of 2017.
Yeah, that's fine.
After you hear about the news.
No, you're one of the names that I saw first that I was excited. I was like, oh, I get to see DJ. Yeah. But it's fun going to festivals and seeing a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to rack up a bunch of podcasts with fun friends.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Working vacation is the closest thing I can call a thing like this. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
That's how I've yeah.
And this isn't one of the festivals that are like on the beach or in Mexico or
in Indiana.
Yeah.
Where the hell else? There are beautiful things to do here.
Oh,
but
Bloomington
is an
oasis of the Midwest.
It is.
Can I coin that?
Because I know other people have said it.
Yeah.
Because it's so very much it. You're like, that's what it is. Yeah, no, that's
like
why they call it
that. Like when you drive through
the
Midwest, there's, you know, great cities,
mm-hmm.
great, you know, blue-collar sports towns, you know, middle of America, great mm-hmm. people. And you get to Bloomington, and it is a cool cultural, amazing restaurants and food. And, you know, Indiana University's here. And one of the best comedy clubs in the country.
It's a whole lot of neat neighborhoods from other towns. It's, you know, like a lot of cities in the Midwest have that neighborhood that's fun and cool where people live.
Yeah,
and,
it's very similar to
Bloomington has a lot of that.
You know, I have some neighborhoods in Pittsburgh that are like this, but
but it's a neighborhood.
Portland, Austin, mm-hmm. Asheville,
it could
cool
also
places.
Be that we're totally spoiled and we're just in the fun part of Bloomington. That might be, people might be,
that's true.
People might be hating our guts outside.
Well, DJ's one of my guests that do not have children.
None.
And, you know, I think we're friends enough to say thank Jesus.
Yeah.
You haven't went there yet.
Unready. Like what?
Nobody's ready.
Right. I get that. This is uncommitted. Like that's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
And here's something I get furious with, and I think this will be something. I get a little anti-baby because it's so pushed on me being a Midwestern guy.
No, actually, parents love anti-baby. Hit me with that.
No, but, I do get a little, I get so mad that people get judgy and they're like, oh, you just haven't found the right. I might have. We just didn't want to stay together
right,
for
yeah.
him. She's great. But
I understand.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that pressure real bad being in the Midwest.
Well, I appreciate that you see that as an adult with no children and how free and fun your life is.
It's real good.
Because
it's so hard. Why would I want to burden somebody else with being around? This is so hard.
I talk to young people. Like they're like, I have a job and I have bills to pay and I have no children. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, it's.
You don't have people running around your house that want food all the time.
Not having a baby is like taking life as a pass-fail class. Like, I can learn a lot. I could be the smartest kid in the room. Not as much pressure as everybody else.
Absolutely.
But what do I have to do? I have to not kill a lot of people. Like, I don't have to make sure anybody feels that validated. I don't have to fucking teach anybody the way the world is. I don't have to worry about it.
Like other people you have to worry about all the time.
Yeah, I have a fairly healthy relationship with both of my parents. Like, we're not going to have any real dark, like, they drive. I've spent more time of my life hating either one of them than any other human, including, Kid Rock, who I fucking hate so much. And I feel like I'm like, I hate him all day. But I'll bet you as many times as I've said fuck Kid Rock, but I've said fuck my dad more times. If you pile them all up, like,
that's pretty normal.
Fuck that. Yeah, totally normal. I don't want anybody in the world to hate me as much as I hate Kid Rock.
No, you're always a likable person. You're fun to be around. You are. That's why I was like, there's a lot of comedians to pick from, and we have a fun history. Yeah. But I'm like, I want to talk DJ because you're always fun.
You're good.
And yeah.
And I like family. I'm not one of those I'm not one of those. When I say I'm anti-kid, I mean, like, that's a big. Being an uncle's great.
Well, that's why I love having people on my podcast that also where I'm like, you'd be a fun uncle. You're definitely a fun uncle.
I hope I'm all my nephew's favorite.
You have a lot of siblings.
Money. Yeah, big family. Youngest of a big family.
Let's talk about that.
So this will be. It's also weird. My nephews are grown-ups now. So cool.
Older siblings, don't you?
I have I'm 35. This is my oldest nephew is a cop in Fort Wayne. My oldest nephew could put me in jail every day of my life. Like, he could find, like,
like, you're one bad Christmas present away
it's one of those
from
things,
being locked up for the night.
I'm like, this is the same kid I know I've held underwater longer than he wanted to be. Like, not so much to be, like, a true bully, but enough to scare him a little, show that he's not ready to wrestle Uncle DJ.
That's
now,
hilarious.
Now he could fucking mace me, and I would just have to take it. Like,
How many
brothers and sisters do you have? I have four sisters and one brother.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always interesting because, you know, a lot of my guests, I talk about comedians. I say this all the time of, like, where comedians came from, what made you who you are. And it's like, okay, well, I'd say 9 out of 10 comedians had some real dark things in their childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've went through some struggles, even been bullied and stuff like that. Or the 1 out of 10 had a big, crazy family.
Yeah.
I mean, you have four older sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a formula for a comedian.
It's, I describe it as, and you get asked a lot, like, hey, what do you think made you a comic? So, like, this is clearly a canned response. I'll try to present it well.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but I was never allowed to be smart or right. Like,
yeah.
So I had to be clever. Like,
yeah.
I could never just be like, well, this is what I think. They'd be like, I don't give a shit what you think. Like,
yeah.
So I had to present all of my thoughts as if they were valuable.
Harlan Williams said the same similar thing. Like, he had a normal upbringing, but he had, like, really smart, like, always had an answer, older siblings. So he was like, I'll be the weird one.
Sort of, yeah. It was one of those, like, they're all going to make fun of me for knowing, but if I look at something in a fresh perspective, they might notice what I'm doing. Like,
now, were you the youngest?
Youngest. By a long shot.
Yeah, well, how did that happen?
This is a fun, and this is something I think all people, you know, some people will just, like, they'll hear a phrase and it'll stick with them, and then they'll, like, they won't realize it's offensive.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, okay,
I mean,
yeah. Like,
people are always like, oh, you were a mistake, baby.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, first of all. That's what you're assuming a lot about my life. And this is, I was a reconciliation baby. I was a,
that's adorable.
Hey, let's get along. And it turns out they liked each other. Weird work. But like, that's a weird, like, that's a hard, but people just assume, hey, I can assume your life story. And you're like, that's not okay.
It's going to start pouring, I think.
Oh, it looks like we're moving.
Do we want to? We're under.
Nope, I think it's going to pass.
We're under an umbrella.
Pass. Yep.
We're outside.
Yep.
So you weren't a mistake, baby.
Nope. Only one they intended.
You were a rekindle the flame, baby.
Yeah, I was. They were. It was. Hey, what? Like, I think it was honestly a little bit.
I think we're still attracted to each other.
Sort of. What's going on? Like, I think they weren't ready to quit feeling like they were. My parents are also 9 years apart in age.
Yeah.
So probably a whole lot of mom wasn't done having, and dad wanting that last kid, baby.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. Your parents, how old are your parents now?
My dad is, I believe, 75, and my mom 64. It might be 76 and 6, and adjust accordingly.
Wow. And
yeah, old dad.
What's the difference between your next sibling?
My closest one is, I think, usually 8 years older than I am, sometimes
usually?
9. You know what I mean? Like,
Like
8 plus.
That's a lot. That's a big gap.
She was never a peer. She was always my grown up. I guess we're peers now, like 35 and 43. It's not different.
Right.
But
but then it's like your parents had a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah, like.
And had a baby.
I often overlook how, like, hard it had to be for my sister to just be like, the baby of a big family her whole life, and then they'd be like, oh, there's another, fuck that other one.
Like, yeah, no, that's
at
normal.
At least a little bit, like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think she's still kind of getting over my existence. I think she forgave me right around 23 for being here.
Yeah.
Like, you're okay. Once I was big enough to maybe run errands in a car, and she was like, yeah, this could work out.
Is your whole family, like, kind of fun and goofy, and or were you the one to break that?
We vary a lot. A lot of big personalities. A lot of real natural communicators.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say that's fair. But we run the gamut. We like. You would never assume my brother Pete was my brother, and he's a fine guy.
Right.
Tiny dude. Which also, let's go ahead and make the joke in case anybody. This sounds like hacky bullshit material. My brother's name is Peter Dangler. Which is so unfortunate. I know.
And he's the little one.
Yeah, and he's a tiny little and angry
so
and tough.
Funny.
Like, he's made out of steel wool. Like, I I could kick the shit out of my brother now because I'm literally twice his size, but he would wear me out doing it. Like he's a tough son of a bitch.
It's like one of those little scrappers.
If I didn't know how tough he was, he might be able to beat me. Does that mean, like, if I did, if I just saw him and grabbed him, he could whip around and choke me out. He has that capacity. Yeah.
We might have to move.
I think we got a door.
Son of a gun.
We got a door right there. Do we have to turn off and break?
No. Let's make this an adventure.
Yeah. Let's do it fun. Yeah. This will be a team building exercise.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We'll have to adjust pockets.
It's starting to pour. We're gonna grab our stuff.
Uh-huh.
Watch this.
We're good.
We're doing it.
This is the future.
This is the future.
But yeah, that's my brother's name, Peter. Such a hard.
Don't stop podcasting while we move.
Such a hard thing.
Here we go. We're gonna stay outside.
Yep.
We're gonna go under this roof.
It's a little misty right now.
Yeah.
We're suffering for art.
Can you hear the rain?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting under. We're going under. There was music. You know, I did a podcast here earlier. There was music playing. There's still music playing, but, you know, that's okay.
It's better than lightning.
Look at this. Look, we're back.
Excellent.
We're back.
Oh, what a nice hot tub. Oh, look, there's some other of our limestoners. They're calling us limestoners, which is great. I would like to propose limestone cowboys.
Like a limestone cowboy.
I'm pushing for it real hard. It has zero love.
See, guys, some friends are swimming. I don't know what they're doing.
But yeah, so four
We're
sisters
still going.
And a brother.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
But like, who's like, so big personalities, but who's silly? Like, you're silly.
I'm probably the silliest. Probably the silliest is probably me. All very funny. My nearest sister is razor sharp, super sharp. And I always talk about it, I'm like, she might be funnier. She could never do this because the first time the crowd didn't think she was funny, she would just never forgive them. Like, she would be like, no.
See, that's what did, that's, you know, you did that to her because she was the baby.
Yeah, that's it. I spoiled
And now it. She's like, what?
Yep. No.
You don't like me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
Fuck
it is.
Fuck them.
Well, comedians say that to audiences all the time.
Yeah. We sure do. I like how I said they do, like I wasn't one of them for a moment.
Yeah, they sure do.
But yeah, so a lot of family, and gobs of extended family, gobs and gobs, like lots of cousins that are actually second cousins called.
Yeah,
at my age, being the youngest, I'm the youngest of a big immediate family.
Yeah.
From a dad who is the youngest of a big immediate family. So, like, I have tons and tons of cousins who are old. I have a cousin who's, like, 70. I'm not making that up. Like
you. It's funny because you're from Indiana originally.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you have this big family from Texas. Like, this, like.
I also like to point out, people always assume, especially like when I do an impression of my dad, that he's a big strap. Because my dad's voice is, I'm a big man. My dad's not a big man by anybody's standard.
Yeah.
He's
But you're a big dude. Where does that come from?
Don't really know. And also when people are like milkman's kid, another stupid thing people just say.
Yeah.
I look like him, just a big them.
It was funny you told me last night that you have some Viking in you.
Yeah. One of my sisters had our DNA tested, and it was like we were like I know we were Irish and some other kind of.
Okay, now it's pouring.
Kind of not mainstream white guy. Not Britain or England.
Right.
And then, then a big chunk of Viking. I was real happy about
Holy
it.
Holy
heck. We're in a downpour now.
Now it's pouring.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, you were right. And I think it's going to blow over.
Let's do it. Let's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like, man, that looks fine.
We'll make it.
Let's stick around.
Yeah.
That's all right. We have direct mics.
Yeah,
we should be okay. My producer right now is like, why?
Yeah.
Why? There's music and there's downpour rain.
Well, they get the experience.
We'll put our lips on the fuzzies of the microphone and make sure that you can hear us.
We'll enunciate.
Oh, that's a steady rumble of rain. That's okay.
That one might be too much.
We're okay. Yeah, it's fine. We're fine.
Oh, are you checking your levels? You
yeah,
know your
we're
stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
We're fine. It's really raining.
We could just assume I'm a mumbler.
Right now we're in a mister like at Six Flags.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. We're about to get ready. It would be so great if it was hot. I coming in at the end of a family is really nice, being the youngest.
Yeah.
my parents, the one they had grown a little disinterested with being parents. They were lax by the time I came along.
Oh, you were the fifth?
Sixth.
You were the sixth kid.
Yeah, so like by that time it was one of those, they were like, they turn out fine, they're going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to, worst case scenario,
were you the toddler running around in a diaper doing whatever you wanted?
A little. I was a pretty well-behaved kid early, so they were like, we're doing great. You know, like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, so I didn't get in a lot of trouble. Also, in a small town, it was fairly easy to avoid.
Yeah.
They kept you busy with it. But
does the small town, big family in a small town contribute to the comedy too? I mean,
a lot of pressure when you want to talk about when everybody knows who you are.
Yeah.
That's a weird, like, it's a weird kind of pressure. Yeah.
Now, like, your hometown, like, oh, that's DJ. He's travels around and does comedy?
Not
or
even just that.
Oh, just like they know the big Dangler family.
As a little kid, I could showing up for one class and having a teacher be like, oh, God, another Dangler.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, well, fucking strap in, Mrs. Gilbert. You just made an enemy. Like, I don't know who you are, but suck it.
I just want to, we're doing a podcast like Anderson Cooper used to cover hurricanes.
I did just grab my notebook as it blew away.
Oh, my God. Oh, my podcast thing, my recorder's getting wet. Oh,
this is wonderful.
This is nuts.
It's raining so hard. Going to the show a block and a half away is going to be an ordeal.
We might have to move again.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. It's not blowing anymore. Yeah, we'll see what happens. This is bananas.
Do you want to hear something crazy that I have consumed zero media this entire festival? I have watched no TV.
I can't help it but being online.
I get that a little. I even, my phone died for 6 hours yesterday. I could have fixed it, but I was always just doing what I was doing.
Moving stuff.
Yeah,
so
that's
it doesn't
been kind of nice.
Soaked.
A weird
Holy
little
hell.
Escape.
This is.
Is this too much? We have to break? Are we getting nervous?
This is hilarious. No, it's insane.
This is a hard rain. This is a
Hard
bad
Rain.
Action
That's
movie.
A movie, right?
Yeah,
Hard Rain?
I believe it's Keanu Reeves as a bank thief.
Damn right it is. Yeah, we might have to move in.
Yeah, we can do that. We might have to pause for that when there are doors.
All right.
We'll come right back.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Epicast Network show that you're listening to right now. Isn't it great?
Yeah. Come on. Thanks for listening to anything.
Exactly.
You could be listening to normal radio like a pap-pap, and you're not.
You're
listening
not.
To things on a computer like a grown person right now in 2015.
My God name is Sean
you.
Collier. This is my co-host, Aaron Kleiber.
Mm-hmm.
We have a movie review show. It's called You Can't Handle the Truth.
It's more than that, though. We get to be fun.
Yeah. It's about everything. But you know what we do? You know, there's a lot of movie reviews in the world. But a lot of those people, they don't know you. They can't relate to you.
And you know what their dreams were, like when they were in high school, was to go to NYU, and they didn't. And then they were like, I want to write for Rolling Stone. And guess what? They didn't. Now they have a blog on Tumblr.
Our dreams were to talk about movies to you. And we're living them.
We were those people that would sit around a TGI Fridays until 1 in the morning and get kicked out because we were sitting there talking about how Terminator 2 is so good. Okay,
and
we're those guys.
And now you can get in on that action.
Get in on that action.
We go to an advanced screening and we record as soon as we walk out of the theater. We don't stop to think about it and look up what Kurosawa would have done. We're just talking about it.
And bonus, we're moderately funny comedians who've had moderate success.
Exactly.
I don't know. You might be in for something good.
Get that every week on You Can't Handle the Truth, a proud part of the Epicast Network.
That was good, proud.
That was good.
Proud to be an American.
Listen to us now. Back to the show you chose to listen to.
All right, we're back.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
It got so rainy so fast. That was the end of the world rain.
We escaped the tsunami of Indiana.
Yeah, that was it. We're going to make it. We're hilly, but that was a lot of water.
Holy crap. Anywho.
It's been threatening to rain, seriously, for like 2 full days. Like,
yeah, that's right, but
it's been really weird.
Nice.
The first night I drove back to Indy in a weird, hazy,
alien weather. Like, it looked like spaceship weather.
What the hell is spaceship weather?
Yeah, like when the sky goes yellow. Not like a thing I've seen, but the like the...
Oh, like when the big
unnatural.
Ships arrived during
yeah.
Independence Day?
Yeah, like one of those, like, are the oceans boiling? Like yeah, end of the world weather.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, weird. Yeah, it was weird.
Well, so let's get back to, so you have this huge family.
Yeah.
And
we were talking about pressure, and I hope this is about like, yeah, my name's DJ Dangler, and that's my full name.
Yeah, I remember yeah. you saying, like, DJ. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's just DJ.
It's just the two letters. Yep.
Your
Even
parents.
Facebook is wrong. Like, sixth, Facebook won't believe me.
Sixth child, they
yep,
were like,
running out of, yeah, nah. fucking, this one, yeah.
Let's not get creative.
I used to tell a joke. Oh, my God, I'm remembering an old joke that I might bring back.
Bring it back.
By that time, my folks couldn't afford to buy a vowel. This is silly. Was that, too? But no, my father's name is Denny John. And he went by DJ his whole life and just named everything DJ. Like, my siblings aren't all Denise, Jesse, or anything like that, yeah. but, like they all have normal girl names. And then Pete, poor Pete. But, yeah, like, my dad
Peter
named
Dangler.
A bunch of pets DJ Dang. I can remember there were dogs when I was a child.
Wait, your dad named his own pets DJ?
Yeah, a little dog named DJ.
But that was before you.
Yeah, before I was the alt, yeah. But still.
So then they're like, we liked our pet names so much.
This is a good move. This
Let's name
convenient.
Our child.
Yeah. Dad remembers that. Yeah. It's a weird. He named everything after him. He ran a couple of businesses.
He had a beer koozie called DJ.
Yeah. But it was just a weird.
Wait, he had a business called DJ.
He had DJ's Den and DJ's Nightclub, I believe. And these all predate me. He ran a country music park, which is an interesting side. They're in northern Indiana.
Yeah.
It's Buck Lake Ranch. Like, it's a historic, country music park. A lot of people have played there. And
wow.
my dad ran it for many years, most of my all of my childhood.
Yeah.
So
you get to hang out at this concert venue?
Sort of. Yeah, a lot of work, man. Like, so much. I grew up always mowing lawns and raking leaves and, like literally always work. By the time you're done mowing, you start over mowing again because it was acres and acres. And I'm trying to think, like Alabama and the Judds were there while my dad, those were two of the big shows.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was DJ country. Like that's
yeah.
I grew up in DJ country. So how does one not feel like the prince of a white trash empire when your name is DJ?
Your
in DJ
next
country.
Album should be called
Prince of a White,
prince
trash,
of
empire.
A white trash Empire.
Done up like Prince with a
dude.
With just a symbol that's like the skull symbol.
Please.
It'll be the
prince of a white trash empire.
It'll be the prince symbol.
Have
as
a sign
a
in the background
of
that
chewing
says
chewing tobacco in my back pocket.
Yeah,
does
have a sign
sense?
In the background that says DJ Land.
Yeah. But yeah, that's so like
DJ country.
So God, I better be clever. Does it like so?
Yeah,
there's some pressure on that.
So there's like a lot of things going on around your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your dad's got these big businesses, and you got all these siblings, and you kind of have to like stand out a little bit
better,
and like find your own way.
Yeah, and I was already a big, tall, heavy kid.
Yeah,
like so that's already its own fucking baggage, man.
Being absolutely.
Being a big fat kid in a small, angry little town, we're like, well. At least he's big enough for football so he can bash
right.
his head into pudding.
How tall are you?
I'm like 6'4".
Yeah, so were you the biggest in your family?
By far. Like
really?
My tallest sister is probably 5'4". My big brother Pete, who I was talking about being such a tough ass,
yeah.
probably 5'7", 5'8".
Wow.
My dad's like 5'10". My dad's normal size, but not big.
Yeah.
Little
were there any huge members of Alabama?
Were there any? My mom is tall-ish.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's my mom's only like 5'8", but like I was saying, she's also 65.
Yeah, yeah.
That feels like a taller old woman, right? Like,
yeah. No, 5'8"'s
on
the taller spectrum.
Yeah, she's probably 5'6", 5'7" now,
yeah,
little
yeah.
old lady
oh,
bones.
Right, right, yeah. Wow.
That's been a weird thing. Watching my folks get old early is like,
yeah.
My dad's been an old man since I was like 18, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he held up okay near the end, then the fucking wheels fell off hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was, to his credit, I used to describe him as a long time. I was like, oh, but he's young for his age. And then I realized, no, he's not. He just didn't complain a whole lot. I was like,
right.
He's had gobs and gobs of back surgeries. And
right.
Hips.
And
he just didn't change his
behaviors. Sounds like the dude worked his ass off his whole life.
Yeah. And yes, he did. And I was about to be like, yeah, but in my head, it's always, he wasn't like a grouchy, curmudgeon-y, oh, yeah. I work so hard.
Yeah.
He was like a manic, didn't realize he was doing it.
Just
like
did his thing.
He's an exhausting human. I love him so much. Because he's one of those guys who's like, what do you mean you don't want to paint for 30 hours in a row? We're not done. We paint till we're done. This is we're painting.
Right.
I was going to get donuts when we were done.
Yeah.
And you're like, Dad, I'm tired and I'm taking the SATs in the morning. And he's like, you've only been painting for 24. We're almost done. Like, he just... Zero.
It's not even dark yet.
He gives zero shits about anybody else's period. Like,
yeah.
Everybody is, and it's not even like not manipulative, like not everybody
is. Yeah.
Saying somebody was a pawn.
He has a goal.
Saying someone was a pawn would imply more forethought, which would make it malicious. No, everybody's a ball in the game of jacks he's playing frantically.
You like, think that do you think that made you kind of like a fun, loving person?
It like made me not need to be in control of much.
Huh.
And I think that helps a lot. Like when shit goes bad, I rarely freak out.
Like,
well, that's the worst that could happen.
Right.
We die in a fire.
Yeah.
I've had so many times where Dad started fires. Like, what do you mean you can't ride in the back of a backhoe throwing rocks into it? How the fuck else are you going to get rid of these rocks? Like, I look, that's a, having old folks of an older, I'm, the behaviors I have reference older, like, I never grew up buckled up. I'm only 35, but I was never buckled up. Like, I didn't start putting seatbelts on until it became a crime. Around what was that? Like 96, 97, 98?
Maybe a little earlier than that, but yeah, I know what you mean.
But you get what I mean. But like, it's one of, like, when I hear comedians who are 50 talk about like sitting, I'm like, yep, that those, because my sister's 50. Like,
yeah,
my
right.
sister's 55.
That's crazy.
Telling on my old sister.
You have like a sibling that's a senior citizen.
Yeah, I have a sister who's as old as your parents. I have a sister who's every bit as old as some of my parents.
Yeah, that's almost how much my mom is.
This is a weird thing. You know how like you find out like the family secrets from other like
oh yeah.
Oh my God, it wasn't that your sister was really your mom type thing.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I think that's a Jack Nicholson, like a fact about him. Like, he was raised thinking his sister was his mother was his sister, that type of scandal, whatever. I just got over that real early.
Yeah.
And for such a big, loyal, like, my idea of family is very fluid.
Yeah.
Because, like, cousins lived with us sometimes and we're essentially makeshift brothers. And there are times, like, I'm not particularly close to my 53-year-old sister Pam, who's fine, but she's a fucking grown up my whole life.
Yeah, I mean, when you were in elementary school, she was in her 20s.
Yeah. Like, so I was like, yeah, Pam's awesome. Every Christmas, she gives me these weird, awesome toys. She's great, but...
When did you start to be the funny kid? Like, in school? Middle school?
I can remember...
High school?
I can remember early being like writing well and making funny stories, and I considered myself kind of clever.
Because you're into all that. You're into drawing and writing.
And then I think I kind of probably started identifying as like a funny guy when I probably through sports.
Yeah.
A little bit. It eased the tension. I was good at, like, it took the pressure off of the ones I was bad at.
Right, yeah.
Because I had to do everything.
Yeah.
Big fan, like, I was talking about how my parents were good at being parents by the same, like, they were lazy and inattentive.
Yeah.
They were also really good at being parents. Like, they knew how to get your kid fucking signed up for T-ball. And like, none of those mistakes were made.
Right.
They were really good at going to Cedar Point.
Yeah.
Dad didn't yell on the way to Cedar Point anymore because it wasn't stressful.
Right.
He knew where to stop. He knew where to, like, I make this drive about every other summer. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
So that stuff was easier at that time.
Yes.
And he did such a good job on the first five, he wasn't worried about kids getting out of jail or knocked up or whatever.
Right.
All five, like, as much as we fight about my folks and it's whatever, none of them were bad kids. And that... Even just out of six, I'm the closest to a real screw up, I think. Like, I think I was the only one that ever got arrested or they had to worry about. Yeah, like, they at least all stayed out of trouble. I'm not going to pretend any of my siblings are going to solve world. Like, they're not the greatest.
Right.
They all drive me goddamn nuts, but none of them are. None of them are going to steal my medicine.
Yeah, right.
Like, and that's a something.
Yeah. No, I get that. And I remember talking to you at another time about, like, you. So you were funny in sports.
Yeah.
Like, you get on these teams and you can make other people laugh.
Yeah.
Because you played pretty serious football.
I was good at football. That was the only, like, and late, not through any, just there because I was big. And then finally when I had to, yeah. It was a nice, it was way, God, that was so much nicer than just being the kid that didn't. And again, I grouch about, like, not fitting in. I did okay.
Right.
It was a small school or whatever, but it's the first time anybody saw any value, I guess.
Right.
Like, this is important. But, yeah, I would say that was probably when I got the he's funny.
Yeah.
That was probably it, when I would get a reputation of he's funny.
Yeah. So when did you start comedy?
I never thought this was something I could do. Post college, never. This wasn't anything I wanted to do. Like, I was never one of those kids, like, I would love to be in stand. I always thought I wanted to write.
Yeah.
And I still wrestle with this very openly. I don't think I'm particularly likable. Like,
you very much
thank
are.
Thank you so much. That's
you
so
funny. You are.
But, I'm tall and I'm loud. I'm frequently mistaken for a Trump supporter because of my forehead. Like, I look like where I'm from. Like,
yeah,
like
right,
I look
right.
like I grew up in a fucking country music bar. Because I did. So, yeah, like, it was one of those, I'm not a whatever. But then I figured something out. I knew I wrote a couple of jokes that got laughs and it worked. Like, and it stuck around.
Where
and,
did you start?
New York City. After college, I moved out to New York, not knowing.
Oh, that's right.
And not having any idea what I wanted to
Wait,
do.
Where did you go to college?
Purdue, here in Indiana still.
That's right. Did you play football at Purdue?
No. I was maybe small college good. I didn't even try. This is a set. My senior year, I made All-State, and I never wanted to play football again. It was one of those, I was like, did it, done. Like, does that, listen, hey, suck it, Dad, did it. This is such a shitty story about my dad.
I
like,
love
getting
it.
To dump on it. Just
no, shitty dad stories,
dickhead.
That's what we're about.
Because I love him so much, but he's such a dickhead. And that's really that's a weird insult to give your dad.
Yeah. Because
that's like something, but like, he's
totally
buddy,
understandable.
But like, total dickhead. Like, what a dickhead move, Dad. He's a weird assy little brother in a weird way for a 75, like.
So what happened?
This was recently, like, this was a couple of years ago. I had a cousin who was there and I showed him all my comic books and I have gobs and gobs of comic books. I was like, man, all of my nephews, none of them are comic book nerds. They're all sports dorks, right? And I'm like, if any one of them liked it, even I would love to give these to them. Like, I would love to.
Right.
And I still probably will. What the fuck else am I going to do? You know what I mean? Like, but they're not going to care. And that's fine. It would be. But then my dad, he said, then he goes, well, how do you think I felt about you? Neither one of you boys ever playing ball.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was an All-State football player. You son of a, I only played football so you didn't think I was gay, Dad. Because that really would have bugged you in 1995. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. I really did. It was just one of those, like, I did this. He didn't even remember because I wasn't a quarterback. Does that, like, he was one of those, like.
Did he want you to play college football?
He would have loved that because he has a value for that.
Sure.
But what he wants me
and that's
to
a very Midwest thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm from Pittsburgh. It's from, you know, Pittsburgh all the way over. Yeah.
He would have loved that. When he tells me about family, he tells me how good they all are at sports. Like,
oh, yeah.
I give a shit about how well my Uncle Larry's great grandkid is. I was like, great. I'll never meet this kind of little meat-headed redhead kid. Like, I have an idea what he looks like. How about you tell me if he's nice?
Yeah.
Is he a good kid? You'd like him. Hellacious athlete.
Yeah.
Is he?
You'd love him. Hell of an arm.
Yeah.
It's like, that doesn't make any sense.
That makes you don't judge things like I judge things.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, I think you would really enjoy the city of Miami. There's a great bookstore. Nope. No. That's not.
He'd be like, I don't like the Miami Hurricanes.
He wouldn't have even heard what I said, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's just the idea that he casually forgot that I played football.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, like, it's just a silly. Yeah, he's such a goof. He would trade everything I ever wrote for one game of baseball pitch.
Right, I know. So you how long did you do comedy in New York for after Purdue?
Like 3 or 4 months, and then yeah. I got in a lot of trouble.
Oh.
I was arrested for robbery and assault. Didn't do it.
I do believe
yeah,
you
I think
told
we've
that
had this
story
a
little
bit. It's a bag of ugly. It's a silly one. It's not even bad or ugly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Law stuff, nonsense, stupid fighty stuff. Not on me.
Can you cliff notes this?
Sure. Bunch of guys I was with stole a bunch of beer from behind a bar. I knew we were smuggling beer out. You're not allowed to leave a bar with beer.
Right.
I did not know we were stealing it.
Oh,
I
right.
was hammered. Like, I'm shit hammered. We get to roughhousing around. Beer bottles break in my pocket.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about anything about why we were roughhoused. Why did my buddy knock me over?
Yeah.
And then the bar owner and a couple of his friends were out there, and they stomped on me real good. Like, I took thumping.
Yeah.
Then I spent a little while in jail and spent all my money getting out. They charged me with robbery and assault. Like,
wow,
holy
that's for real.
Shit, yeah.
In New York City.
Yeah, it was in, I'm trying to remember what part of New Jersey we were in.
Okay.
I was in Newark County Jail, or Newark Jail. I was in a rough jail for a week.
Really?
Really, yeah. Like,
how old
were
you?
24, 25.
Wow.
I'm lucky I was so beat to shit, I think. Like, I had a big black
eye.
Oh,
they're like, oh, he already got a beating.
And not just that, they were like, and it looks like he did okay. Like, it was one of those, like, looks like he didn't stop for a while.
Yeah, right.
looks like he stayed until everybody was done.
And ended up working out all right.
Oh, yeah. No anything from it other than a beating and get the hell out of Jersey.
Yeah. Wow.
And then... Not an auspicious beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then you go back to Indiana and you keep doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing it?
10 years.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
So long.
Wow, man.
This was weird. I just had this last night at this festival. I haven't seen my buddy Tom Brady, who's on at the festival.
Yeah.
It was one of those, we were, in all sincerity, with the last 2 years being in LA, him going to New York. Us having essentially the same job as a comedian on the road.
Sure.
We didn't open up for each other. You know what I mean? Like that of... I probably haven't seen him perform in like 5 years.
Oh, right.
And it didn't feel that long.
Yeah, right.
Does that, like, that's so...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking weird.
The, oh, like, I love...
I probably haven't seen you and... I just saw you up in Fort Wayne, but prior to that, it had been... 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, right.
And I have to remember, like, oh, wait, my first 3 years of comedy was when I met Tom Brady.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Everything is so...
Right.
The timeline screwiness, what's important, the chapter.
Oh, yeah, it's
books,
funny. Yeah. Comedians definitely, like, we catch up like it was, like, a month ago.
Yeah.
But then it's like I see people that I know and I've had conversations with, and then I'm like, I've never seen them perform.
That's just as weird.
Yeah.
You have friends that you're like, I know vaguely what he does.
Right. And then, but then also it's like, you see somebody and you're like, oh yeah, I haven't seen them perform in 3 years. Oh my gosh, they got so much better. Good for them. Like,
yeah, that's a weird.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
It is.
Because especially when you know someone is funny.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, oh, I liked them. Of course they're good. And then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that super one when you're like, I didn't know he could jump. Like,
yeah, yeah,
like,
right.
That
yeah,
was
yeah.
like, huh.
Yeah. Well, dude, thanks, man.
Thank you, man. This was fun.
I feel like that we could have more and more stories of you growing up in DJ's Country Wonderland or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And your new album.
The Heir to a White Trash Empire.
Prince.
I need to
remember
the
Prince. White Trash Empire.
I'll draw that picture today during
a
something.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you always draw funny little pictures.
Yeah.
And where can people find where you're doing?
I've got a website
where
I'm in love
going
with. DJ is Handsome. Real proud of DJ is Handsome.
DJ is handsome.com.
That'll always have my website.
And I want to give a shout out to, you have a very funny web series. Now, when I say funny, people are like, oh, let me go check this out. It's funny. It is funny because it's so over the top and silly and that's the best.
Thanks,
that's
mate.
What, dude, it is Max Dick Kicker. Trucker Detective.
Trucker Detective.
Trucker Detective.
Max
you
Dick
heard that
Kicker,
right.
Trucker detective.
There's a lot of dicks that are kicked.
So many dicks kicked.
It's so ridiculous. It's hilarious. Yeah. It's and it reminds me of something like Will Forte would do. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like Will Forte, if you ever hear those stories of like Will Forte pitching sketches. And I'm like, this is something that Will Forte would have pitched for 2 years. And they're like, no.
Screamed at people until it passed.
Yeah.
This will go through.
It's funny, dude. It's silly. Hopefully there's more Max Dick Kickers coming out.
There are. There's a big batch coming. A big batch has kind of like been clogged in the pipes for like a year. I moved to L.A. quickly, and it's one of those. I work with a bunch of really talented video guys who always bite off more than they can chew, and they're always shooting everything for Midwest guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So that kind of like it got shifted to the bottom of the pile. But yeah, when it comes out, there's going to be a bunch of dick kickers. I'm real excited about them. We're going to have 6 or 7 episodes.
And one day when you have children, you're going to have a bunch of dick kickers.
A bunch of dick kickers.
That's what it's going to be.
They come out with little mustaches.
And you're working on cartoon stuff.
Yeah. Making pitches, doing stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It should be cool. I hope by the time this airs, I'm a big fucking deal.
Yeah, it's going to come out in a couple years, this podcast.
It's going to take forever.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Well, thanks, dude.
Thank you, man.
DJishandsome.com. All right, guys. Well, follow your heart, and that's it. Thank you.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.